When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Well, I wanted to say thank you very much, and I just want to say that everything that everyone said about you is not true. You're not two total fucking dicks. You're actually really nice, attractive gentlemen.
Aww. Powerful too.
Yes, powerful and attractive men. And I really enjoyed this, so thank you for having me.
We ran into the boys from Cobras and Fire last night at the hotel, a little buzzed. Not sure they remembered meeting us when they came over and introduced themselves this morning.
That's my fans. That's what I attract.
Hey, everybody out there. Rock is not dead. It's hiding, and you're listening to Cobras and Fire with Gunnar Nelson, your close personal friend.
You're listening to the Cobras and Fire podcast. Part of the Decibel Geek Podcast Network. Now talk to the hand, because the face don't want to know.
Welcome to Cobras and Fire. My name, of course, is Baco, and I want to assure everybody listening that Loose Cannon and I are back in our beds, safe from our travels to Nashville for the first ever Nashville Rockin' Pod Expo. And oh my God, people, it was a blast. If you were there, thank you. I hope you took a chance to come by and say hi, get a jerk sock, and maybe slap us. Eventually down the road here, Luce and I will have a conversation, I'm sure, at the beginning of one of our podcasts where we kind of reflect back and look at what the whole thing meant to us, because it was just a whirlwind of fun, excitement, drinking, hugging. A lot of bromances were fulfilled. We'll get into more details on that now. But we also came back with just a ton of material, which we're going to get into starting today. I really think you're going to enjoy this. But before I get into a little bit of that, we also have to say thank you to Chris Sinzak for including us. It meant a lot to us to be there and meeting all these amazing people and not just the podcasters. There were so many, people who listen to these shows. I hate to call them fans of us because they're not. They're fans of the program. They're fans of all the shows that are out there, and they keep rock alive. And it was such a nerd out that, I don't know. I mean, Michael Butler called it a circle jerk. I'm with you, Michael. Let's all just circle jerk and just talk about the expo. But why don't we just get right into the Cobras and Fire coverage of it, don't you think? We have here's what we're just going to call part one of the Rockin' Pod Expo. This features a couple friends of the show, Josh Toomey from the Talk To Me podcast, Joey Haney from Rock Strikes 10, who have both been just some of the best guests we've ever had and just fun people to be around. If you're not supporting their shows, you should be, but something tells me you are. We have finally a face-to-face meeting between myself and the Fact Bastard. He joins the show for a full-on Cobras and Fire bit, and it's a really funny little piece that I think you'll like. We met two guys named Ran and Dandy from Dan and Randy. See what I did there? Dan and Randy from the Dandy Classic Music Hour, a couple of really fun, good-looking men that joined us to share their thoughts on Guns N' Roses. And this episode ends with a very funny comedian named Courtney Cronin. You're going to love her, especially if you like taking a dump on Kiss once in a while, as, of course, Luce and I do. But enough about the talk, enough about all that stuff. Here you go. Live from the Nashville Rockin' Pod Expo, I give you Cobras and Fire featuring myself, Baco, and of course, the Godfather, Loose Cannon.
Welcome to Cobras and Fire. I'm your host, Loose Cannon, along with the two malicious Baco. How are you, sir?
I'm well. Are we going to do the intro for every guest that sits down?
No, but this is the beginning of the show.
So Toomey's the guest. We're kicking it off with Toomey from, Josh Toomey from Talk Toomey.
And they're the Baco-licious Toomey.
Yes.
There you go.
Ooh. Nice. This was Cobras
exactly.
And Fire.
Oh, I know we have a visitor.
Oh, you do? What's
right
your name?
On.
David Hudson.
You're the one.
Yeah. It's awesome.
I recognize your voice when you walked through the door.
Oh, boy.
He's very loud.
So, well, that was a nice little fun reprieve. So we're back with Josh Toomey. Josh, what do you want to talk about? Podcasting in general?
I just figured that maybe we could also kind of describe the surroundings. What your first, you just made a comment about this entire thing.
Well, I walked in and this place looks exactly like you'd want it to look. It's, you know, kind of dirt mallish, kind of flea markety, but you know, I think it fits for all of us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's definitely not that clean. It's a little, but it looks exactly where a bunch of podcasters like ourselves would hang out.
Yeah.
You say?
Yeah, I was kind of glad it looks like this. You know, low ceiling, kind of looks like a.
Like a
VFW hall or something.
Yeah.
No, I know what you're saying. It does have a little more charm than like going to a whatever those big
convention
centers
or something.
Exactly. Yeah.
This is a place where
sanitized.
You would go see a wedding that would definitely have at least one inappropriate best man speech,
that's right.
And somebody's gonna get in a fight. So
I'm sure there's a lot of inappropriate speeches going on today.
Oh yeah.
But no, so kind of break it down for since it's not a visual podcast. You are.
There's record vendors.
Yeah, I mean the record vendors all around us. You know, I can see a lot of Kiss stuff. A lot of Kiss nerds here today.
The Kiss coffin.
Yeah, there is a Kiss coffin. Oh, are they?
Who brought that? Is my question.
Are they charging to get in it or anything?
It says do not touch. No. Basically.
There's its own kind of Mile High Club theme for the Kiss coffin. What would you call? Would you like the coffin club?
Coffin club.
Can you do it by yourself?
Oh my goodness! Take a jerk sock in there.
There you go.
Good to go.
Yeah, we're all set for that.
But no, man. I mean, you know, I was telling Aaron Camaro earlier, you know, just how crazy this is for all of us to be in the same room. And Chris Sinzak, hats off to him for even putting, you know, getting this idea together.
Yeah, 5 months in, people coming from all over the place.
Yeah, he looks like a president at the end of his term.
Yeah, right.
Sinzak does.
Yeah, it's definitely worn him down.
Yeah.
Camaro looks like he just went on vacation. So.
I don't think he helped out much.
Exactly.
He's like, I'm just here for the free booze.
He's leaned up against the T-Bird in the parking lot, scoping out chicks, cranking Billy Squire.
You know, Camaro walked in and he walked over to the jukebox and just hit it one time and it came on. So.
Oh, the Fonz.
Yeah, man.
Well, Toomey, why don't we just get to your song? What song do you want to play? Anything you want.
Let's do Angry Again by Megadeth.
Reflect. The more I try to redirect. stop to stare. Ask me some rabbit holes, yeah. Engaged in crime, I grasp my throat. Erase my mind, start to smoke. Enforce a mental overload.
We're here with Joey from Rock Strikes 10, a frequent contributor to Cobras and Fire.
Yes, and Facebook page.
A contributor and not under too much duress normally. So.
That's correct.
Yeah,
this is the pre-jerk because we're going to be somehow supplying content for that thing later on, the table I'm pointing to, that's good radio, I'm pointing to it.
Yeah, right.
And yeah, we're going to try to figure it. It's almost like a pre live show planner, this thing right now.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, so you're your rehearsal, your dry run, you're getting warmed up for you're closing the show tonight.
Yeah, in between whoring out merchandise and all this other stuff.
Yes, yes.
I've never felt more like a carny in my entire life than right now.
Well, it's the right place for it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you that much. You got the beautiful chandeliers.
Yes, the half-lit chandeliers.
Some of the ceiling tiles match.
Yeah,
it matches the half roll of toilet paper.
Yeah, I mean, the thing I like about this place is it has just the right amount of asbestos.
Yes.
I don't know if you can feel it. I can feel it.
We literally have boxes of like theater costumes behind us.
It's quite a deal here, man.
But it actually is a happening. And all jokes aside, like just walking around. And chances are, if you're listening to this, the other 12 shows that you subscribe to are all under one roof.
Yes.
Why aren't you here?
Yeah, no doubt.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, we actually had a guy stop by just a little bit ago and was basically pulled out his phone, and almost like every podcast he listens to is here.
Yep.
Cool. And we were actually one of them, so it was kind of a shock for us.
Yes, it was. That's right.
I met a guy. I wish I could remember his name, but I am the worst at that. And he was from Canada. And he says, "I recognized you by your voice." I'm like, that is fucking bizarre.
Yeah, no, I can see that.
But that's another reason I'm glad I brought my wife, because it keeps my ego in check. So.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yours next year.
Yeah, we left them at home on purpose.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yes, yes.
Some people gotta walk away from it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
No. Joey, what do you think so far as just how entertained have you been?
Organization keeps it entertaining enough. It's overwhelming at times. I mean, even just hoping I woke up on time, I didn't sleep in too late, and just you get here, you put your stuff down on the table, and just waiting for people to care is where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
You guys got a way better built-in audience than I do.
I'm not sure, but does it upset you that we're all three missing the KISS panel on Why KISS or whatever it's called?
No, I'm going to be listening to it later. That's the other cool thing is a lot of these are going to be just podcasts in air.
You don't want to take a crack at KISS? I mean, my favorite band, but I don't mind taking cheap shots on anybody.
If you want, I can go crash the table right now because I made a sign crash. I'm just going to leave. You want to do some play-by-play?
Yeah. Joey's right charging up to the stage? No.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm still going to, actually, believe it or not. So you have to tune into the podcast later to figure out what the hell I did.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm going to do it. I'm not joking.
Part one.
Yes.
Okay. Pick a song?
This is great sitting next to you guys, by the way. So.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. We've all chatted so much, and we're all in one.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was really cool about this, is telling where I was coming here. I'm like, I've known these people for years, virtually.
Yeah.
You know, however you want to say it.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
It's surreal. I'll just keep saying surreal all day.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm picking a song. What?
Pick a song. Any song is what we're calling our little theme today.
Why don't you? Can I? Because I'm one of those guys. It's just not. It's not our life to pick one song. Ask me a question and I'll answer it with a song.
Okay.
Come on, you're an interviewer.
What's your favorite color?
No, you're not getting off that easy.
All right.
You can do a song with that.
Ask a music-related question. Anything.
All right. If you were Ozzy's manager, what career advice would you give him?
Well, that is the wife. I was going to say divorce. But...
You didn't
first,
want to
first thing
color.
I would say, you know what, honestly...
We actually told you this was going to be the plan, Joe. You should have been prepared.
You know, the first thing I would say is to bring back Ozfest as a touring entity. Because... And do it right this time in the sense of... The way Ozfest started out... I'm going to get on my soapbox here. The way it started out in the 90s, the bands and acts that they featured and to help break out a little bit, the quality was a lot higher. And I feel there's a lot of good quality new, not in you, but new metal bands and new just hard rock bands in general. Sure. Don't make it just metal, because you know what? We're Aussie fans. We're older. Right. We can handle it. It doesn't have to be, you know, freaking Suicide Silence every other band.
No, I know what you're saying.
You know, bring back an Ozfest that has a good amount of variety, because I'll tell you, Ozfest 99 was the best Ozfest ever, because I saw on one day Drain STH, who were brilliant. They should have been bigger than they were, and they are not perfectly,
perfectly
rated. They're not perfectly rated. Dude, you had supermodel, like Swedish women that were...
I think I was at that one.
They're all tens.
I definitely went to that year, but I get all the lineups mixed up, honestly.
So tell me who else is there.
Swedish supermodels that sound like Sabbath. That's who we're going to play after my rant.
Okay.
And then System of a Down, Primus, Slayer. Primus and Slayer back-to-back? Like, I can handle that in my brain. Screw you if you can't. Rob Zombie, Deftones. The only dud that day on the main stage was Godsmack. That's when I knew I was old. I came back from getting a hot dog, and Godsmack's on stage. And, like, it went from being Spinal Tap at the Fair Park to, like, arena shed, fists in the air, and I'm like, what am I missing here? I am old. So that's when I knew I was old. But then, you know, they had the Sabbath and Ozzy sets at the end of the night. It was like a damn near perfect mix of everything that's great about different elements of hard rock and metal. So I'd say bring back Ozfest, do your homework, get quality bands, get a band like maybe Wildlife, but also get in, like, you know, bands that I like that I want to hear, damn it. You know.
That's what I think in general.
Maybe we should do Joey Fest.
And give Gus G another shot, even though he's not in the band anymore. Bring his band out, you know. So you have the European metal represented. Just have every genre represented. Yeah. So Emily Striegel
David
just bombed the table.
Yeah, David Crosby.
Yes.
They're behind you.
Oh, yeah. Good.
He just walked behind the table, so he definitely didn't pay to be here.
No.
Okay, so we can make fun of him.
Yeah.
But yeah, so let's play a Drain STH song. Let's play Open Your Mind. That's the one I think that's going to make the most fans.
Done.
Thank you, Joey. Rock Strikes 10. I'm sure we'll have you back on. Apparently, we're going to be talking about Megadeth at some point.
Yes.
I can't. That's going to be a lot of fun. I expect controversy.
Right on.
So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rely on what you need.
fan of the jerk sock.
Good.
All right, well, Fact Bastard, friend of show Rob, is now with us here at the Rock and
Pop
Expo.
You are the Fact
Hello.
Bastard, correct?
I don't know. Apparently, I'm the Fact Bastard now.
It's the critical bastard.
The once and final, I guess. I don't know.
Yes, this is your dream come true. You're at the Rockin' Pod.
Rockin' Pods Expo in beautiful Nashville, Tennessee.
Yes.
A lot of good-looking men here.
Exactly.
It's a lot of sausage.
You got your pick of litter, buddy. Line up. Oh, my. Yes, yes. It is exactly as advertised. Right now we have some kind of a KISS panel up on stage right now. I'm not sure exactly what they're talking about, but...
I heard the name Vinnie Vincent, and everybody applauded and yelled, so they must have said something mean about him.
Yes, yes. So they're good to go.
Yeah, there was some talking about fantasizing while having sex about Vinnie Vincent, so that's...
But yeah, we mentioned it before, but I think we definitely knew our target audience when we brought the jerk socks, don't you think?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm surprised they're not selling out already.
They're flying like hotcakes.
It's a great talking point. It draws the people to the table.
It does.
We've already had three people offer to fill them.
Yes, and then run away. We haven't actually made any sales.
No.
I did sign one as a complimentary one, but yeah, we got some special guests coming up. But yeah, man, what do you want to talk about?
Oh God! What do you guys think? Are you having a good time getting around talking to some people?
Yeah, I got to meet almost everybody that I wanted to so far.
You're done.
Except for Gunnar Wilson. Or Gunnar Nelson, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't. I've seen a couple of the special guests come through.
You have? I haven't seen anybody.
Oh, really? Who arrived then?
I can't remember. Roxy Blue, guy from Roxy Blue, I think. One of those guys was there. I was reading the lanyards, but as far as like, I haven't seen Michael Wagner yet. I don't know.
I think he might just be coming here for the panel. I'm not sure if he's even doing a signing.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. There's only a couple guys I would
David
probably
Crosby,
recognize.
Oh, good. David Crosby's here.
He does not like Ted Nugent.
Say it again. Oh, he doesn't?
No.
It's a good thing he's not here.
Yeah. What a fight that would be.
Oh, can you imagine? That'd be the price of admission.
Oh, yeah.
Nugent versus
Flaming
Crosby.
Arrows and...
I don't think this building is big enough to hold Ted Nugent's ego.
Crosby smashes his bong and stabs him with the glass.
Perfect. Love it. That would be one of those good... what were those claymation wrestling things?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Celebrity Death Match.
Yep.
Yeah. Death Match. There you go. That would be a good one.
Bring it back.
Absolutely.
I'll start with that one.
I do like watching the people walk by and they glance at the sign, they glance at the jerk sock, they avert your gaze, and they keep walking.
I just saw on Facebook my godmother liked the picture I took of the table and it has the sign of the jerk sock.
You know, when you go into somebody's home and they have something on the coffee table, it's a conversation piece.
Yeah.
That's what this is for. It breaks the ice.
Yeah.
It's not working as intended, Alan.
Yeah.
All right.
That's specifically why I never cleaned up the cat puke. Something to talk about when someone comes over.
There you go. It's nice. There's a nice
that
box.
Cat puke, as a matter of fact, it is.
It is.
The question is, are these jerk socks slip-proof?
Nothing. Nothing's
not
guaranteed.
Not
don't
for us.
Don't
not
wear
for
them
us.
On the stairs. That is dangerous.
Yes.
Yeah, we actually should be thankful that Luce and I made it here in one piece.
Yeah, that's true. Surprised I didn't fall on the tarmac or something.
Yeah, 2017's been rough on our bones.
No good crutches, God. No casts or slings for the arm.
We're back. We're back.
Looking good.
Better than ever.
Perfect shape to sit down.
Starting to fill in here, though. We're getting pissed. What time is it even? Like noon?
It's 11:45, yep.
Oh, sure. All right, yeah, so I can start drinking soon. Rob, what kind of song are you going to pick for us?
Oh, we're playing songs? All right. Is there a theme, or is it just whatever we're playing?
No, it's whatever song you want. Man, anything you want. You want to talk about, you know, this, that. You want to talk about some of that. You want to talk about some of this.
You know what? You guys did Alestorm a few episodes ago, I think, which was cool.
We were talking about the pirate troll, Michael Sweet.
Yeah, I think because of the festive atmosphere here, it is a big party. I think you should play Alestorm's Mexico.
Done.
Over.
Dan and Randy from the Dandy Podcast. I got that right?
You are correct.
Look at that.
Classic Music Hour.
Dandy Classic Music Hour.
Dandy Classic.
It's a mouthful,
Music Hour.
But, you know, eventually
and
you learn to love it.
We are on Cobras and Fire.
That's right.
So
where are you guys located at?
We are out of Franklin, Tennessee.
Yeah, right, man. We live here.
Nice.
Yeah, we don't have to do much. We just,
our
like,
commute was easy.
Show up.
Where are you guys? You guys coming from here, too?
No, I'm from Minneapolis. He's in Denver.
Yep. Holy shit.
Yeah, we do
you guys just Skype it?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, on Skype all the time.
This is actually only the second time.
You must be really dedicated to the cause. Who's the editor?
How many episodes have you guys?
Okay. Oh, nice.
Holy hell.
You split up the workload. Very good.
But no, it's interesting.
So you don't have to smell this guy's farts? Like, he has to smell my farts when you guys do a podcast?
Oh, it's terrible.
I cover it my own. I have a little soundproof room in the basement.
That is good. That is good. The cone of silence for farts.
I would say the commonality that we have where we cross over, where Cobras and Fire begins and where we end, would be Guns N' Roses.
Okay. Sure.
Now, when you guys did your episode, Purge Your Illusions, what you called it?
Yeah. Purge.
Okay. What songs did you have in common? Like, what crossed over for the two of you?
Well,
that was a lot of fight because he didn't want.
I didn't want to get cut any of it.
Did you guys have
really?
To, like, agree? Yeah.
What about My World?
What's that? Okay, yeah. We
actually didn't even mention it on the show.
I was ready to take out my. We didn't even talk about My World. We agreed right away to take that off.
That's good. That's good. Off the table.
All the covers I took out.
Okay, he did that too. He wanted to, like, throw them all to the spaghetti incident.
I said, give those to the spaghetti incident.
I didn't know that was an option to do.
I didn't even think about that. Just shove them on there. Make that a little longer.
That's make fine. That yeah. better.
But we debated.
Okay.
And
people do. As one does.
Right.
So
yeah.
What did
ours,
you...
Ours was the fact that these songs never even existed, too. We're taking them away.
Okay.
And like, in the producer, like, these will never come out. And that's what really hurt.
It hurt my feelings. I'm like, these songs.
No. And, like, and I think right in the beginning, we did... What is it? 14 days and...
Okay. Well, Izzy.
14 years?
Dust and Bones?
14 years and Dust and Bones. Dust these are basically the same song.
Yeah, it really is.
And so we got to pick one. I think we did 14
You can go
years
from one song into the other.
I like both. But you hear them back to back.
Well, like you say, like, he picked one on his and I picked the other on mine, but we didn't know what the other was going to pick.
Oh, wait.
We came in blind.
You didn't come to a consensus?
No.
That's one of the great parts of our show is, like, we kind of hide stuff from each other and then we kind of find out about it in real time.
Right, but at the end of it, you ended up with one 12-track album.
Or two 12-track.
Two separate 12-track. We didn't, like, reach across the aisle. Like, I combined his with, like, mine and stuff like
that's
that. We didn't Voltron it.
We had to agree.
Oh, you guys.
Oh,
like,
wow. That's a very political process right there. You're reaching across
politics.
Aisles.
Politics. Just yelling.
Just yelling. Okay. Yeah, like I said, politics.
Yeah. Okay.
It ended up basically being his 12-track record.
You're like, I like all this shit. I even want Bad Obsession on there. Fuck.
Bad Obsession.
I love Bad Obsession.
It's always messing.
It's got to go.
Okay, so guys, like, this is my little thing. I really think that Locomotive is an underrated song. And
absolutely.
That it was just, like,
was on there.
To me, it was the blueprint of, like, everything Guns N' Roses was capable of and where they were going. What are your thoughts on this?
If I'm blind, buy me a... If love is blind...
Buy yourself a cane.
Buy yourself a cane, man.
Buy that cane, man.
Absolutely.
So,
love is strange. I love the song. I agree with what you just said.
Okay, so this is what I found out. No, this is not what I found out. I didn't find it out from anywhere, but I just kind of had the epiphany. I wanted to see if you guys had already had it, but I was thinking about it, and I kind of grew with the song for a while, and then I realized when he said, baby's got a locomotive, I realized loco means crazy, and motive... It's like, baby's got a crazy motive.
I did not.
Baby's
pick
gone
that
off
at
the
all.
Track. Baby's got a crazy motive.
100%
right. There's
absolutely
bitch off my
no
back.
Way that's not what it is. It is
absolutely
100%
right.
That.
Baby's got a locomotive.
And I don't think, like, I just, like, it was kind of like one of those epiphanies, like, oh my God, what if there were, like, more people in the galaxy than just humans? You know,
spine
like that.
Tingles right now. I'm like, oh, my mind is blown.
My God. 26 years, I find out now?
Yeah, like, it's funny. I just never heard it. And I was like, yeah, I must have been, like, I don't know, sniffing some glue or something. I have no idea. Yeah, but it was great. And I'm like, I always look like I'm hyper obsessed with that kind of thing. So I'm always trying to find, like, a live version that I can see on YouTube of them doing it. And the only thing I've ever gotten close to is the one where it's the Paris concert, you know, with Jeff Beck was supposed to be there, but he couldn't do Locomotive. But there's rehearsal footage where Aerosmith is kind of hanging out, Steve Perry and Joe
Perry?
Joe Perry and Steven Tyler, and they're just kind of hanging out, and they're rehearsing Locomotive. That's as much as I've ever seen. So I feel like there's, like, that's, like, the one last thing in their bag of tricks. You know,
it's going to...
Yeah, to play it live. I think they're holding out.
Did you guys have Coma on your thing? That's what I got.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Coma's absolutely on.
Gotta have Coma.
Gotta have it.
I honestly don't remember what the 12 tracks were. I kind of went numb to the whole thing. And,
yeah, I know.
Well, how long ago was this?
2 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, you're fine. So you don't need to remember.
I don't remember what I had for breakfast. That was the 2 years ago.
That's right. You're not supposed to say that. I thought we agreed. I thought we had something worked out. I already gave him the cash.
About 2.5 years.
2.5 years? 90 episodes. The first year we were kind of really, very definitely inconsistent. Then this year we're almost done 1 week.
Close to it, yeah.
What? Do you guys bank them?
We're a weekly podcast.
Sometimes. It depends. Like, I mean, do you guys ever do the thing where you listen to your music in real time and comment over the music as it's happening?
No, we don't.
It's fun to do.
And
it saves you a lot of back end work.
Sure.
So just food for thought. Yeah, editing is like it's a 6-7 hour, 8 more hour process or anything. But yeah,
we have Civil War on there.
Yeah.
Civil War. No, I don't think so.
Didn't make it.
Do you have like a whole like thing like where you know like, if you're looking to the intro of podcasting, it says, well, have a little bank here where the intro resides, and then you put that there, and then the little sponsor commercial there, then you go into your show.
Oh, we have no sponsors.
And then,
sponsors. Nobody would be on our show. No, I don't think
podcasting is a get poor slow scheme.
Yes.
You guys actually have sponsors?
Oh, God, no. Okay. No. See, like, this is the thing. We've been interviewing. We'll have you guys over at another, a certain point. But the recurring question I keep asking everybody is, how do you make money during this? And the only reason I ask is not because I care about making money, but because the family members, they always are like, you're putting a lot of time in this. Why don't you make some money? Let me see. It seems like you should be doing a little better.
I don't know if anybody can.
I explain, like, the love of it. They're just like,
you saved us a lot of money.
Like, general appreciation? Hobby? What? Enthusiasm?
I know.
I want to see dollars and cents.
Yes.
Yeah, so our show's weekly. Comes out every Monday.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
You can find us on any of the podcatchers. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on iTunes, obviously. Face Peeler.
We're always on something.
Stitcher. All that shit. Nice. That Dandy Classic Music Hour.
So
that's the name of our show.
Pick a Guns N' Roses song? Or?
Pick any song you want. Anything.
Any song.
If I picked one Guns N' Roses song.
Oh, I got one. I already got one.
Go ahead. You first.
Hereditata.
Well, thank you for joining us here at Cobras and Fire. Maybe we can loosen up a little bit. We're pretty high. We have man crushes on Gunnar Nelson, and he was
It was amazing.
He's so dreamy.
We're gonna intro her first.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're here with Courtney Cronin Dold, professional comedian, friend of Craig Gass. Are you a Kiss cruiser?
I'm a Kiss two-time Kiss cruiser.
Oh, yeah.
But I was working, so I couldn't really cruise, if you know what I mean. But the last night I cruised into some Chardonnay, and it was very fun.
Good.
What do you think? What do you think the ratio of like people to triple XL T-shirts sold on a Kiss cruise is?
Yes.
Oh dear. Well, I know don't really know how to answer that.
The answer is 100%.
Well, there's a lot of them. Well, I went to see Ace's show and Enough's Enough open, and they were there, and I was going to get a shirt, and Chip was like, all I have is a medium, so here, and I'm like, you're very sweet, Chip, but the medium's not going to fit me. So he's like, oh, I don't want to, and he gave me like a triple XL, because that's all they had. So he's like, will you wear this? And I'm like, I'll turn it into a dress.
Yes, exactly.
I'll just turn it into a dress. And so I did. I have
it's just good because, like, normally we always complain, like, the most popular shirt sizes are always out. Mm-hmm. But the most popular shirt sizes there are the large.
There are
Paul
some.
Paul Stanley's got the merch. He's signing off and he's like, I didn't know that was even a size.
That's right.
It is a size.
It wasn't like this in the 70s.
No.
But yeah, so that we'll dig into the Kiss cruise for a little bit. But why don't you kind of just break down you a little bit?
Oh. Okay.
How many years have you done this?
Oh, I've been doing comedy for 20 years, 21 years, and I used to be full-time comedian and go on the road and stuff like that and open for really a lot of great people. And then I got my first writing job in television, and I went, oh, my God, we can actually make money at this? I can buy new shoes? Like, yes. So I started really focusing on that, and I've written for a lot of comedians and their shows. My first job was with Jay Mohr on his sports show, More Sports on ESPN.
Okay.
And actually, yeah, we had Slayer on the show, actually.
Really?
It was really cool. On More Sports, it was a late-night sports talk show on ESPN, and it was really funny and really good, and we did 25 episodes, and then something happened, and they pulled us off the air. But Jay is like a sports encyclopedia. Like, you ask him, he just knows everything.
I've heard him on Jim Rome.
Yeah, when he took over for Jim Rome, yeah.
He rubs people the wrong way, but I've always thought he was hilarious.
I think he's great. Yeah, I think he's great. And the show was good. We had Foreigner on. And the best ever, we had Dave Navarro and Suge Knight on the same show.
Was Dave wearing a shirt?
A tank top.
Okay. All right.
Dave was wearing a tank top. And my sister... No, it was tight. But he's like 4'3", so it was tight.
Okay.
It was like a kid's size. Yeah, it was a baby gap. But my sister was there, and I'm like, they were just standing on the stage, so I pushed her. I'm like, go take a picture with Jay. And she goes up there, and it's Jay, my sister, Suge Knight, and Dave Navarro, and that was her Christmas card.
That is a motley crew right there. My goodness.
How crazy is that?
I didn't know it was a music show, too.
We had bands, yeah. Yeah.
I need that Christmas card,
yes.
And I can't remember the thing. Oh, with Kenny, I need to join the Mile High Club with a sock or something.
Inside the Kiss coffin.
Inside the Kiss coffin.
That's what we call the Mile High Club.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And there. Yes.
Instead of the Mile High Club, he'd crawl into the coffin and jerk off.
Anyway, we're very sorry.
No, but, that's okay. I don't mind. You can jerk off anywhere you want. This is the rockin'. This is the... Okay.
The jerkin' pod.
The jerkin' pod. I was trying.
You're with the jerkin' rock.
You do.
You do. But moving on. Okay, cool. So that... So it's kind of... I've always been fascinated with the whole writer's room kind of experience. Like, you're there... You guys did was it a daily episode? Was it ESPN or was it a weekly?
This show was weekly.
Okay, this one was weekly.
But I've done a daily show.
You have?
And it's a little more grueling.
I bet.
Yeah.
But like, how long are you guys in the, what's like a set? Just bring me in there a little bit. Is it like 2 hours, 4 hours? How do you like, you guys brainstorm?
It depends on the show. Like, when I worked on the roast of Carson Daly for MTV, Jeff Ross was that was his first big roast before he started doing Comedy Central roast.
Okay.
And that office, like, our meetings would last like 5-6 hours, and we'd be there really late at night. And then there's other shows where, like, you're because everybody goes off and writes and then you come in, mm-hmm. you know? Well, it's different for every show.
Okay.
It's different for every show. And because I mostly do like variety, talk, sketch and hidden camera, it's very different than, let's say, like Seinfeld. I have no idea what that's like.
Okay.
Yeah. Like for us, it's just, you know, it's different every show. I guess it's not very interesting, but sometimes it's kind of fun when you're in a room with like a bunch of really funny people and yeah. like they're just yelling shit. Like I worked on the sports version of The Soup called Sports Soup, and it was me and six guys in an office, and all day long they'd just be saying stuff and
watch. Are you into sports?
Yeah, I love basketball.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, how do you get into the sport? Like, you're like the one girl there to represent a female voice? Or?
I was, and same with at More Sports, but I wasn't as big of a sports fan when I was on More Sports. I was just the writer's assistant, and then I did, like, I got a lot of stuff on the air. That was how I got into it. But on Sports Soup, I was the NASCAR person. And we had to watch hunting shows. So I watched so much NASCAR that I started to like it. And I started watching it on Sundays. And I did that for like 4 more years. And then I couldn't get anyone to go to a NASCAR show with me.
Come on. I don't even like that. It's still fun to go to.
But I couldn't get anyone to go. And then after that, I just stopped watching.
I would definitely go to a NASCAR event.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
But yeah, no, basketball. I love basketball. So that's my thing.
Who's your favorite team, player?
Well, I jump around, but let me put it...
Front runner, oh, okay.
Well, I jump around because I'm from Boston, so we love the Celtics, but we also love the Clippers, because when I moved to L.A., I was from Boston, so I hated the Lakers. So, didn't hate, but we're not allowed to like the Lakers in my house. Yeah.
As it should be.
Right. We're not allowed to like them, because enough people like them enough. It's all right. They have enough love. So, I just started going to Clippers game, because I could afford it.
Yeah,
could afford to go because his tickets were cheap. Then all of a sudden they got really good, and I was like, and yeah. But so we go to a lot of Clipper games, and then my husband's German, so we have a Dirk Nowitzki jersey framed sign next to our bed. So I say every day I wake up between two Germans, Dirk and my husband.
Any German jokes?
No.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, I do one joke about my husband. Like whenever people find out that he's German, they always ask the same question. They're like, oh, he's German, so is he into Scheisser porn? Does he like Scheisser porn?
That's not my go-to when somebody mentions German.
It's the first thing people ask me. They're like,
now.
Oh, he's German.
I now have a go-to German question.
So does he like Scheisser porn? And I'm like, no, he does not like Scheisser porn. He loves it.
Ah.
He loves it. This is what happens in comedy when your timing gets messed up. Comedy is timing.
Of course it is. 100%. The ones that we have that are the funniest ones are ones that are on point. You just throw something out
there. You just throw it out there.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like...
Natural.
That's why it takes us 9 hours to record 20 minutes.
That's correct. Yes.
No, but it's true. Like, if someone's like, oh, tell a joke, and then I go to tell the joke, and then...
The drive-by growl tell.
That was. Hang on, I need a fan. This was really smart. We had no idea it was going to be so hot in here.
That's what I'm saying. We plan ahead.
I know.
So one last thing about the whole writer's room.
Yeah.
Because I am interested in it. Like, is there a lot of, like, I can imagine it's hard to be, get your voice heard when you're coming in there and there's a new mix of people. Or dominant. Aren't there people that
That's
like,
very
keep
true.
Getting their jokes in there? Like,
yes.
Oh, these are funnier.
Yep. That happens all the time.
Okay.
That happens all the time. All the
men
time.
Men can be kind of dominant.
I would think so.
It's not just that. I mean, it could be... It's not just the dudes. I mean, it could be other women, too. It's just there's always that one person that, you know, that needs an obscene amount of attention. And it's either annoying or they're really good. You know, like, there was a guy I worked with who was both. He was super annoying, but he was really fucking funny, and his jokes were really good. So we kind of just let him have the floor. And then there's times, like, I had a boss who just didn't think I was funny. He just couldn't get past it. He just didn't think I was funny. So I'd start submitting my jokes with other guys' packets and put them in their packets.
Ooh, nice.
To get my stuff on the air.
Cool.
So,
work.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And
no,
it works. So.
I'm just saying, like, I would think it's just like a rat race or whatever. It's got to be.
It's tough.
Do people get kicked out? And I'll move on for this, but do people get kicked out, like, in a week or two if they're just, like, failing right away? Or do they let you stay there for, like, a month or two?
I've never seen that happen.
Okay.
But it, I know it has.
Sure.
I've never seen anyone get the boot like right away for just sucking so bad, because it's so hard to get the job in the first place.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that you got, you've got to have
elimination. You got to be in there with some high level school.
Yeah, you got to be kind of good at least.
Yeah, I can just imagine. I mean, I hate going to meetings at work and how long it takes us to get to a consensus about some bullshit. And I can see, like, the jokes being done.
When there's a lot of comedians on the staff, it's hard to get through. It's hard things done.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're all outdoing each other, and it's constant, and it's like,
It took us, him and I, a month and a half to choose a font.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Come on.
Yeah.
Just so we're going back and forth with all that bullshit. So moving on.
Yes.
What would you like to talk about? You want to talk more Kiss Cruise? You have some rock stories you want to share? Roast. By the way, Roast's one of my favorite things on Earth. So
and
just went by.
I know, he did. He really does look like Rock and Roll Wolverine.
Yeah, really.
Who goes to look every day? It's amazing.
I mean, it's
the
hot
fact
here.
The fact that they tracked, huh?
It's hot here. Why would you want to have so much?
About the side.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got to be just sweating all the time.
For the listeners, we had this there's this heavy metal parking lot reunion, and one of the guys that was, he was a DC-101 guy, right? I think. Anyway, he looks like Wolverine, straight up.
Yeah, he does.
Sorry, continue your role.
Do you think he's doing that on purpose, or just was born that way?
Yeah.
I don't think he was born that way.
No, he might have come out that way.
No.
He's never heard of the X-Men.
He's never heard of the X-Men. Nothing. He's lived in a bubble. He was in an Adobe hut for years.
He still lives in the parking lot outside of Maryland there in Largo.
He's still at the Judas Priest concerts. It just has grown. He hasn't shaved.
I know. I wonder.
Doing push-ups continuously. 7,000 push-ups a day.
Finding random bottles of like slow gin left in the parking lot.
Finally, I built myself up to go to the Rock and Pods Expo.
Oh my God. I guess I should have watched the movie so I could participate in this portion of the show.
It's not a movie. Yeah, it's a 15-minute clip. That's all it is.
I know, but I didn't watch it because I was talking to people.
It's more of a time capsule. It isn't like this like thing that starts and builds and ends. It's just
It would be the same thing as when somebody films this. You're going to see the same people. What we say is that this could be the heavy metal parking lot, the same generation. Everybody's old.
No, it's true. I mean, we're growing with the music we love. Yep. And it's like, I met these girls on the plane, and I was like, hey, you girls should come. They were like, not doing anything today. Hi. And and I said, oh, you should come to the Rock and Pod Expo. And they're like, who's going to be there? And I was like, dropping names, and they're like, who?
That's something we say on the show a lot, too. What's the opposite of name dropping? That was one of the Paul Stanley roast jokes.
Exactly. Yeah.
There was a Paul Stanley roast?
We did. Well, we'll give you the episode.
Oh, I got to hear that.
Oh, you'll hear it later.
Oh.
We'll put on the headphones and drift away to our genius.
I will.
It's actually Paul Stanley. He's Paul Stanley, and I'm Doc McGee.
Yeah. So.
Do you do Paul?
Not good, no.
No, that's the whole point.
Can you do it? Because I want to do a bit with you.
Okay.
You ready?
You want me to just, respond to you?
Yeah, you'll know what to say. It's just one word answer. Okay. Ready? Hey, Paul, what is your favorite celebrity gossip magazine?
Stop!
Well done.
People! Oh, yay!
Okay.
Sorry.
You ready?
You set me up very good, yes.
Okay, let's try this again. Take two.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, what is your favorite celebrity gossip magazine?
People!
Nice. And what is your favorite Barbra Streisand song?
People!
And what's that Depeche Mode song? How does it go?
People! People!
That's it. That's the one.
And yeah!
And then one more. What? There was this band from the 70s. They sang a song called YMCA. They were the Village.
People!
That's the one.
Oh, yeah!
So that goes on for like 6 hours.
Yeah. It really can. Craig and I were like hanging over our balconies on the Kiss Cruise because our rooms are next to each other, like yelling this back and forth to each other. We're like, if you can't sleep, you count sheeple. Like,
sheeple.
We just kept going. And
Star was a good guess, though.
Yeah.
Wasn't bad, too.
Sorry, I should have fed you that. You're like, Star?
Like we're leaving that in.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You're like, The Inquirer? I don't know.
So how TMZ? Does that... That's a TV show.
So how do you end up on the Kiss Cruise?
I owe Craig Gass a kidney. Let me just put it that way.
Okay.
They ask him because he's so great, and they love him. And he does. I mean, he has hours of material about Kiss because he has all these funny interactions with them, and it's hilarious.
Right.
And he has great stories. And I mean, just
they dig him a lot too.
They love him, and cool. And you know, he's very loyal to them, and he keeps it very, you know, it's not mean spirited at all. He keeps it very fun. I know all Craig's stories by heart because I've been friends with him so long and worked with him so many times, but. I always love the one where he was backstage and Gene brings him around his friends and goes, okay, be funny. Be funny for my friends.
Be funny.
And Craig's like, right. And he's like, okay. And then he just started like doing jokes and,
How about
funny.
You? Do you ever like find that you might pull back because you're worried how it might be, a joke might be received? We're not professionals, but there's times we decide, you know, we're not going to go there because we don't know the person that well, and because I'm always like, I want the person to be in on the joke, especially when we're talking about a person, you know?
Right. I had that happened to me twice on Kiss Cruise. On the first one, on 3, I do a joke about watching the grown men.
Real quick, let's all take a quick look down there. Wolverine has saggy nipples.
Wolverine has what?
Saggy nipples. They point down like this.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he's hitting on Daria.
That's better. Okay. Sorry. I just thought we all needed to see that.
Is that what you're talking about?
Daria. Like Daria. Animated cartoon on MTV.
Daria.
Never mind. I have the wrong one. I'm thinking of... I have
Diarrhea?
No. Oh.
I'm thinking of... it doesn't
matter. Dora the Explorer.
Dora, thank you.
Yeah. You have little kids.
Yes.
Okay.
They're past that now.
I don't have children.
Good for you.
God made me sterile on purpose. He's like, there's no way you're going to be a mother. Let's just make sure...
God does that?
He did.
You sterile, you not... Horrible train wreck.
Yeah.
There's so many questions that I can go to. Anyway, carry on.
You don't want to keep talking about my barren uterus?
No, I want to know if God does that, why do we have our current president?
Oh,
but I don't do
politics.
But
Please don't.
I don't want to go down that road.
Yeah. So I was thinking, before we do that, I was thinking that, like, KISS fans, because we spend so much money, we give a lot of money to KISS, you know?
Sure.
And I was thinking KISS Online should have like a frequent flyer program or whatever, frequent, you know, army program.
Frequent bad decision program.
Right, where you like buy a bunch of KISS stuff and you get points. And then you save up those points for when you get really old and you have no money left and you need somewhere to live.
Okay.
You can move into the KISS retirement home. And you can just live there with all your friends who are also KISS fans. Who spent most of their money on KISS stuff. Because it would be such a fun place to retire. And then they could have, like, the slogan, like, where you can rock and roll all night and shit in a bag every day.
That's not bad.
Right?
But with this place, basically what you're saying is this would be the retirement home. Right here.
Well, you'd get points for coming to this, and then you could add them to your points package.
Everything here has already been bought, so they... Gene doesn't like that.
I know, but they've got to, like, have deals, you know, with these guys, with the vendors and stuff.
Sure.
And then you could collect points, just like a credit card, like travel hacking, but with KISS.
So what you're saying is this is the world's worst timeshare.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I think there should be some, you know, but they'll never do that, but whatever.
Well, my wife will be happy just to know that by me being that guy, her and I have a place to stay for the rest of our lives.
Well,
his pinball machine alone should have a 7-week vacation.
Well, the first generation fans are getting up there in age, and maybe some people do need a home, and I think someone is going to do it. Someone's going to open the KISS Army retirement home.
I'm thinking that they should also, I would say, which would be almost as successful, would be a coffee shop and a football team. Arena, what do you think?
I think arena is a good idea. Arena football is a really good idea.
Named after his tongue.
Yeah.
These could be great successes.
Yeah. Or they can open up a restaurant where, you know, when a Rock and Brews first opened, I thought it was going to be totally KISS themed.
Right.
I think a lot of people thought that.
Well, why would they think that? Because everything that they do is
well, yeah.
That's the only reason that survived. Because nobody wants to.
Yeah, it was a smart move.
But I thought it was. I thought you'd go in and the waiter's like, how you doing, people? You want to hear the specials? Because you're special. It's like, how many people here like soup? You know, like, I just didn't know, like, what it was going to be. But there's one down the street from me, so we go a lot. So.
Tommy Thayer's your waiter?
Yeah,
he's dressed as a... He brings your food pretending to be a waiter.
Oh, no.
They serve alcohol, but the only alcohol drink is vodka and orange juice.
Right, right.
That's the only thing in the drink.
That's the only thing.
That's it.
Vodka and orange juice.
Well, they have tequila.
Sure.
What is the other wraps in there? It's like,
why not?
Well, tequila, vodka, and orange juice, and cold gin. That's all they have for alcohol.
During the winter, everybody gets to put a log in the fireplace.
That's right. I like when people put logs in my fireplace.
That's what I'm saying. All right, cool. Do you want to break this down?
Yeah, we can break this down. Okay, so the Kiss Cruise, they were like, there's so much to do on it.
First off, which one did you go to?
I went to 3 and 6.
Okay.
So 3... I feel,
6 last year?
Does that mean 6? The next one you're going to is 9?
I guess so. If
or
we do,
12.
If we do it that way. I don't know. I don't know how many more Kiss Cruises there's going to be.
I need symmetry in my life.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll see, but... But they have things going from like 11 a.m. to like 1 in the morning. It's like constant, you know.
What kind of stuff?
Well, there's a lot of activities. Like Paul had like pizza making with Paul. And then
shuffleboard with Paul?
I pretty much. He did a pizza making thing. And it filled the theater. It was full. And then they had a Gene, Are You Smarter Than a... Than Gene. They did like Are You Smarter Than a Rock Star? And it was like Gene against like these three guys, and Gene won.
Okay.
You know, I think it was rigged. I think Gene knew the answers. No, I'm kidding. But he, and then they had like a bunch of other stuff. Like you could do like Enough's Enough did bingo, and Skid Row did bingo. And so it was like fun, you know?
Sure.
So like these were, there were a lot of events that had to be canceled. And so these are some of the events that were canceled.
Okay.
They had a Guess the Hairs, where you'd guess how many chest hairs Paul actually has.
I would have dominated on that.
Yeah. And the winner gets a restraining order. So.
Well, then there's no point in me even going into it. I already got that.
Right. That was canceled because it was just too humid and the hairs were sticking, so it was hard to count them. And then there was Get Pregnant with Skid Row.
Oh.
Where like Scotty or like one of the guys would just like try and get you pregnant, but that was canceled because they're all married and their wives weren't like hot on that.
And there's only like 5 women.
Yeah, they just weren't. Yeah, the 7 women that were there, and they can't have children anymore.
Yeah, they all had
hysterectomies. Yes, it was a big barren. It was a desert of empty uteruses. Okay, so. And then there was my favorite, which was the free prostate exams with Gene. Those were canceled because of the spikes on his gloves. Hey-o! Exactly, a little Fletch reference there. And one of my favorites was Night Terrors with Derek St. Holmes, where you would just come in your room in the middle of the night and scream in your face.
How was that one not canceled?
I have no idea. Derek didn't want to stay up late. Well, he didn't want to stay up that late.
Derek St. Holmes.
Night Terrors. That's probably my favorite event. I would look forward to that. I would buy tickets just for that.
Absolutely. Won't we have... Just because we're trying to put this in all these episodes, and probably this is like a half hour solid.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So you want to do like a outro?
Well, I want to just say thank you very much, and I just want to say that everything that everyone said about you is not true. You're not two total fucking dicks. You're actually really nice, attractive gentlemen.
Aww.
Powerful, too.
Yes, powerful and attractive men, and I really enjoyed this, so thank you for having me.
We want to say thank you very much. We're going to give you complimentary face fans.
Yay!
Fans, and
thank you.
Would you like? We never got to it.
What?
We've been doing this at the end of everything.
Oh, a jerk sock.
Complimentary.
Yeah, we'll sign it for you.
I would love an autographed jerk sock.
Absolutely. There's nothing to take home to show you your
to show my husband what I got from the expo.
Exactly.
I'm like, I got jerk sock.
Kenny Olson are officially the most excited people about this.
He loves it. We learned a new term today. It's
he calls it a growl towel.
What's a growl towel?
Jerk sock, also known as a growl towel.
Oh, okay.
I love it.
But while he signs that, I will say it's our pleasure. Thank you so
much
for...
Thank you, guys.
I learned a lot, too. It's nice to be around people who are paid to be funny instead of, like, pretend to be.
That's right.
Lampshade on the head guy.
Yeah. Maybe that's we should change the name from Cobras and Fire to Lampshade on the head guy podcast. Yeah.
Look at me!
No.
In my head.
No, you guys are actually funny. This is very funny. Good. Thank you. I got a jerk sock. Oh, my husband's going to love this.
Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much.
You tried to make your mark in society. comics that you used down May. You're reading all those high fashion magazines. The clothes you wear in girl are cut in public scenes.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.